I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Poetry was in the air at a New Haven middle school this week as students recited their own rhymes in front of a packed auditorium. This was the sixth year that Hill Central School has held a poetry slam, and the event grows in popularity each year. Each student takes the stage in front of hundreds of their peers, and one by one, they reveal their passions, their fears, their hopes and insecurities. And, one by one, their words are met with thunderous applause.
Rumors spread, kids wishing to be dead can't sleep in their bed. I mean, what's going on in their head just because of that one thing that was said.
Black isn't just a color on a spectrum of the ones who get picked first on the team because they're honor roll, but we're really on the honor roll because we're not that dumb.
In life, I feel like we just live to die or laugh to cry or even walk to fly. The sad part about it, all I do is try. And I try and I try with all my might. Then the light goes away and it turns to night. Then the light.
That's Trinity Pearsall, Elijah Ratcliffe, and Jacob Williams. They were the top three performers at the Hill Central Poetry Slam. Jacob, who's 13, took home first place.
It feels great. I'm so excited. I'm so stoked. I was not expecting to become first place. I thought it was going to be like a tie with someone. My heart was beating so fast when they did that drum roll. I'm like, oh my God, you're just making it more intense on me.
He starts his poem by talking about the death of his grandmother and all the struggles that we all deal with when someone close to us dies. Jacob's repetition of the word light recalled a mix of imagery related to God and hope and rejuvenation.
The poem about me was just like a poem that I just needed to get out of myself. So like it's all trapped inside of me, and I thought if I put it down on lines, I could get it all out of me. And when I spoke it, I felt like someone different. I feel like I knew my problems and I expressed them to get some of them off my chest.
That connection to emotion can be validating, especially for middle school kids. And it's one of many reasons that this poetry slam was created, says literacy coach and former teacher Donna Del Basso, who came up with the idea 6 years ago.
They all have this similar pain or the similar deep experiences. And when they have that and they're able to write about it and then be able to express it, it just all comes full circle for me. It's like there is not one kid that doesn't get up there that doesn't nearly bring me to tears, because I know that it's something that is going to stay with them for the rest of their lives. It's pretty powerful.
The themes ranged from missing parents to bullying to racism and social justice. The only common theme was that each poem sounded personal. Del Basso says the students had to audition to participate, and they practiced every day during lunch for 3 weeks before the performance, working on things like articulation, pacing, and flow.
At practice, there's always a couple of kids I'm a little bit concerned. Are they going to be able to do it? Are they not going to be able to do it? But something about getting out here on this stage, it's amazing. They get out here and they are like about a million times better than they ever were at any practice.
And unlike most competitions, they all seem to support each other. After each poem, many of the competitors would chant for their peer. In fact, the entire school seemed supportive. One student froze on stage and kept freezing, but there weren't any snickers or harsh comments from the crowd. Instead, it was cheers and applause and words of encouragement. After the awards are handed out, the performers are back to being kids, and there's no bragging or finger-pointing. Everyone seems genuinely happy. Donna Del Basso, the program director, says watching them develop confidence and camaraderie makes it all worth it.
I always tell everybody, now I can die in peace, because this has turned into more than I ever dreamed of.
David DeRoche, WNPR News.